Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk Boys wrestling coach Jake Brown. Coach, you got three meets in the book so far for the varsity, a couple of dual wins in there. How have the guys look so far?
It's been fun so far. The best thing about our team, like we were talking about it last night, is just like the culture of our team right now is like these guys when they're ready to go and they're into the meet, you know, and all these guys are supporting each other and they're loud and they're hyped, man, this team looks really good. They look really tough. That Dallas Center Grimes win was a good win. That team's tough, really tough. Honestly, they kind of had a rough one last night against Indianola, but that I know how good they really are. So yeah, things are looking good so far.
Yeah, that was a 39-33 win over DCG to open the season about 8 or 9 days ago. Did you have to come from behind in that one to get that dual win?
Yeah, started at 126. They're really good. I mean, they're good everywhere, but they're really good. 120, 126, 132, 138. That's kind of their studs right in a row. A couple place winners and a couple qualifiers that have won matches in the state tournament before. So I knew on the draw that you know, things might not start out great, but those guys that actually, I mean, got beat, they battled. I mean, only giving up one pin out of those three matches was huge for us. And then I was telling our coaches, like, man, for us looking at it a lot, like, we need to get seven of the last eight weights of those upper weights. We need to win seven out of eight of those for us to have a chance, I felt like. And that's what happened. Blake Lee, senior Blake Lee, coming up with a huge pin to get that first win for us in a row. And pinning a pretty good kid, honestly, at Kellen Wagner, is a tough kid. And I mean, that just really set the tone for us to hammer out seven out of eight wins in a row.
And then we skip ahead a week to Oskaloosa on Thursday night. You won that one 56-13. And that one kind of started at your strong point with those middle to upper weights, and you were able to rattle off a bunch of wins there and get a big lead.
Yeah. Oskaloosa's got a handful of, like, studs, good tough kids. And they competed tough last time. They were ready to go. Their fans were chippy. They were ready for us to go. And the guys, maybe we weren't necessarily ready right away, like maybe overlooked. And maybe I do need to do a better job getting us ready for every match. But eventually, you know, we kind of got smacked in the head for a second. Then we were ready to go and got into it and finished strong.
And then one tournament so far, that was the Keith Young Invitational up at Cedar Falls. You got seventh place up there. Just a talented field up there every year. How did you feel the guys competed up there against all that talent?
We came out flat, to be honest, and some guys were getting out of the way. We're getting comfortable there. You know, maybe we mentally weren't ready to go. And again, I need to do a better job of getting us, you know, making every match. Every match is the biggest match we're ever going to wrestle in our life. We got to have that mentality. And so we came out a little flat, and we're missing a couple guys. Cole Bortrand Johnson, he could have wrestled, but we're just keeping him as healthy as possible. I kept him out. And, you know, the point margin between second and eighth place was like 15 points total. And, you know, if Colton wrestles, I feel pretty good that we're in that second, third place range and like with the talented group. So if we came out flat, didn't have a couple studs, and we were that close to being, you know, right up there to winning that tournament, I kind of sat down after and felt like, okay, this team's pretty, we got a lot of potential, we're pretty talented.
Individually, who's stood out so far? Has it been the guys you thought it would be, or have there been any surprises too?
You know, Blake Lee, senior Blake Lee, he's been my most, like, I mean, he's a workhorse. So, I mean, it's just maybe it's that good karma, just a matter of time that this is catching up to him. But a guy who didn't have things go his way a lot of times last year, he started off great. He just looks strong at 144. He looks so improved. And it was awesome to watch him get that pin against DCG and just have that great moment for him. So he's looked great. I mean, I could go up and down the line. Cole Fortune Johnson, he's looked like a hammer. And he's got one thing in mind, that's to win a state title. Harrison Tripp has really impressed me at 215. I have regrets still over having him cutting all that weight last year. He looks really strong and tough there. He's just an athletic kid. Victor Esparza, I mean, he's at 190. You know, he's going to, he lost one to Keith Young, maybe got just out-wrestled a little bit, but no one's going to outpace him and out-tough him and out-want it more than him, and that's going to catch up. He's going to win those matches come February, late January, so it's been fun to watch him let it fly. There's been a lot of guys that impressed me, so it's early, and I hope, you know, it's Friday right now. I don't know when this is going to come out. If we hopefully have this Johnston tournament tomorrow, it's a great tournament, a lot of really tough wrestlers and tough teams. I hope some guys really like get some big wins and stand out, make a name for themselves. So
again, we're talking with Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown here on Coach's Corner. We'll air on Saturday. Hopefully you will be competing on Saturday at the Johnson Invite. I know they moved that one back to a noon start time, correct, because of the threat of the ice?
Yeah, especially because, I mean, probably half the field is traveling pretty far. A lot of east side schools and even one Illinois school coming. So hopefully that, I mean, I appreciate them trying. They're trying to keep this meet going. A lot of places just canceled right away. They're trying to keep it going because it is a great tournament. So I hope we have it.
Well, just talk a little bit more about your team. I know we talked in the preseason about the depth that you have, a lot of good battles at different weights. How are these wrestle-offs going, and will they continue throughout the season at some of these weights? It might be a revolving door at some of these weights, different guys getting their chance.
To be determined. We got some of those guys that I thought would be battling for spots a little bit. They're a little banged up, maybe coming back. And I'm not saying there's any spots that are in, like, question, but it's good to know the depth we have, that if something were to happen to a guy, we got guys that are ready to step up, you know. I feel really good about that, and it's been fun to be able to bring some extra guys to tournaments. You know, like at Keith Young, we brought Matthew Hanley with us at 157, and that's probably it is one of our better weights, with Dominic Tigner ranked fifth or sixth in the state, and Matthew's behind him, but came and placed at a really tough Keith Young, and probably one of the deeper weight classes. He rattled off three good wins, and on the day, takes sixth place, and he didn't finish behind anybody that wasn't a state qualifier, so... Yeah, it's just great to have that depth just in case something goes wrong, which you never want to happen, but good to know you have guys ready to step in.
Okay, and then just looking ahead here, you're scheduled to wrestle at Johnston on Saturday, and then after that, another Little Hawkeye Conference dual meet on Tuesday at Newton, and then you finish it up, I believe, next Friday, is it?
Yeah, the Battle of Waterloo next Friday and Saturday next week. So, the Tuesday meet, we move it to Tuesday just so we don't have to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday making weight with Battle of Waterloo. I always appreciate Newton, their Newton coach, being willing to do that for us. I mean, their team, they think they're coming on strong, and I know they're working hard to have a better team every year, so we'll wrestle them, Southeast Warren. And what I was telling the guys, what it could be is the season-defining duel with Carlisle there. Carlisle's, I think they're the top five tournament team, and I think the dual rankings are five in one poll and seven or eight in another. And like, yes, rankings don't mean anything, but with the team duel, the dual rankings, it does mean something because it defines where you go. You know, you try to avoid going to a Southeast poll or a Bettendorf. So you want to get close as you can to that top 10 or in that top 10 range and host a duel if you're top eight. So getting wins like a team like Carlisle puts you up there. So we know we got to be ready to go for that. We got to treat that like it's the biggest meet of our life. And then we'll get a couple days off, and then we're back at Battle of Waterloo, which is always a fun. I mean, we did it last year for the first year, but it's just a blast to go up there and compete against great teams and a fun atmosphere. And it's the loaded field this year. They added Southeast Polk. I mean, I think the top four or five ranked 3A dual teams are all there, let alone some top ranked 1A and 2A schools too. So be fun.
Yeah, definitely should be fun to see how that all plays out here over the next week or so. Good luck to you. That's been Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown. We'll talk to you probably in the new year.
Thank you very much.